evening, Mishnah, we're going to discuss Vestos, Vestos Haguf, Vestos Hayom, some folks we've shown him involving them, so let's begin. I'd like to first discuss what I believe is one machlokus that goes through, you can follow it, you can track this machlokus, this Hezber, through many machlokus of the Baal Amor and the Ravid, and the Sefer Baalei Nefesh and the Baal Amor's commentary critique on it, and many of the things the Ravid says there. I'd like to go through some of these points. The basic hakira, I don't like doing it this way, I usually like doing the hakira after, the hakira I'll say first, which is, how do you define Vestos? What is Vestos defined as? On one hand, you can say Vestos is defined, I think the rabbit holds this way, an indicator. An indicator, the woman's going to see Dom. Certain things, certain days, certain actions indicate Dom's going to be coming. There's a pattern, underlying pattern of Rias Dom that's occurring, and Vestos is an indicator of that pattern. The other mahalach is to say that no. It's not that the Vestos is an indicator of a pattern, and the thing that is the pattern itself, but actually the Vestos, whether it's a certain day, a certain action, whatever it is, is integrated with the Rias Dam, and those two things create a din of a Vestos. It's really a din, it's a chalos, a structure that's created by the coincidence of coinciding of physical events and or time, zmanim. And these things, the Rias coinciding with these, creates a Vestos. So the Vestos is not just the Rias, the Vestos actually is the coincidence of the physical feature and or a time with the Rias. And that's what the Baal Amor, I believe, holds. I'm going to go through some of my folks, and I think illustrate this. And then Mishnah will go to the Rambam, which is a totally different sheet. So let's start. The first have a machlokus, the Baal Amor, the Ravid. Let's say that a woman has a vestus haguf, which means she has certain symptoms that indicate, that tell us that she's going to be seeing Dom. Certain women, let's say that they sneeze, and when they sneeze, they see Dom, or they cough, or they have cramps in their stomach, whatever. The Gemara gives examples. So let's say a woman has a vestus haguf, and she sees Dom at that point. When, let's say the Vestos Haguf happens to be normally on a certain day, so let's say every Rosh Chodesh, when she has stomach cramps, this woman sees Dom. So when does the woman have to start being Choshesh? When does she have to start treating herself as if the Dom is in the becoming? When is she Asur? We know that a woman is Asur within the own of the Vestos, according to Moshe, in 12 hours of that daytime period, or nighttime period of the Vestos. But when do we say the woman actually has the real Isser that she has to consider as if she's about to see the Dom? So the Ravid says, when the Vestos Haguf begins, if a woman starts having, every Rosh Chodesh she has Dom, and when she gets stomach cramps arrive in that Rosh Chodesh, she's Dom. Therefore, when the cramps arrive, she has to be Choshesh, she has to be Purish, she treats herself as if her Vestos is, this her Dom is coming. However, the Baal Amor says, no, how can you do that? She's going to end up having Dom unexpectedly, she's going to have stomach cramps, and the Dom's begin right away, and she's going to be in trouble. So she has to be marking herself starting at the beginning of the day, the whole day, she has to be Choshesh. So think about it, this has represented very nicely. The Ravid holds that Vestos, as I said, is an indicator. This physical symptom is an indicator that she has a pattern of Dom. It's not the Vestos itself, an indicator. The Vestos itself is the Dom. And therefore, until the indicator is there, she doesn't have to be Choshesh. You don't have to build a Chumra upon a Chumra. Until the indicator is there, you don't have to be Choshesh. So she has some cramp, she's in theory, she's okay. Once she gets the cramp, that says Dom is coming, the Vestos is going to come. Baal Amor says, no, the indicator, the symptom itself is part of the Vestos. That, with the Rias Dom themselves, form the Vestos. Therefore, she can't say, well, wait until the last second when the Vestos is coming, like Yishai, he's saying, you can do Malacha until, when it's Shkia, then you stop Malacha. No, we don't do that. We have to treat it, mark ourselves in advance. And that's the idea here. That since the Vestos is the stomach cramps with the Rias Dom combined together with Rosh Chodesh, therefore, she has to be marking herself in advance. She can't just wait until the very last second, because that is goof of the Vestos. Similar machloks we have like this. Let's say that the Vestos Haguf ends. She finishes her stomach cramps.
Right, so before you go on, so you're saying according to the Baal Amor, you can wait till the last minute?
So he says you can't wait. Baal Amor says you can't wait because you're going to end up being nichshal and by violating
so
the
Vestos. So when do you stop according to the Baal Amor?
When you start. The Baal Amor says you have to start. You have to be marked from the beginning of the day. You can't just wait until the cramps come. You have to wait. Be choshes the whole day, you might get cramps, and therefore she has to be choshes, therefore she has to mark the whole day.
We're talking about when she had cramps in a particular day.
On Rosh Chodesh, let's say, right.
I mean, it's a combination of Vestos Haguf and Vestos Chodesh?
Right, right. She has a certain day in which she anticipates.
Therefore, the Baal Amor says you need to have an onah.
Well, right, and even if everyone would agree to the onah idea, but for a different reason, he says because, I'll just show you the lashon here. He says, one second, please. Let me just get this clear, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Right. Rabbit says, she's ein asur ella im vestibule vad. She does not usher until her vestibule comes. Whether she has a day or not, even if she, let's say in theory, I mean it's hard to imagine a woman who only when she has cramps she sees. She has to be close to her hole. She has to be usher the whole time until cramps. But in theory, though, she would be usher. She would be mutter until the cramps come. Whether the cramps are on a certain
according
day,
to the right.
That's what Rabbit says.
And the Balam
Mor says like this. He says, he says, let's say the woman, when she jumps, that's a voluntary action, she gets on a certain day, and when she, certainly she jumps and gets riyasdam, then she'll be usher. But if a woman, let's say on a certain day, mapekis, mateshis, whether it's different things, sneezing, yawning, different types of things, all these different things that we bring in the Mishnah, these things, how can she be permissible in theory? Forgetting about the Isser in Marshall, forgetting about that. How can she in theory be permissible? There's no Isser on her, the entire Ona, until that very second that she goes ahead and sneezes. How can that be? Because she can sneeze any second and it turns out she'll be Nichshol. She'll be Shaddam that same second or half a second.
But
later.
Doesn't she sneeze at a particular time in the day?
No, not back a time in the day. Sometime during the day. No, on Rosh Chodesh she sneezes.
It's not always at the same time.
Right. Right.
Anytime of that day. So the Balamor says she's also the entire day.
Right, that's
and
right.
And the Rivet.
Only until she actually sees that symptom. Sounds like a risky thing, but according to the Rivet.
So why are you allowed to do that?
According to Rivet, because this physical symptom, Rivet might say it's wise to be pro-H, but there's no Isser of theory. Because the Vestas, which is the physical manifestation, is an indicator that she's going to see Dom. And therefore, you don't have to be marked at an indicator. It's just an indicator. But if you say the physical manifestation is part of the vestas itself, then you have to be marked. You can't say, I'm going to wait until the physical symptom comes. That indicates Dom is about to come, or Dom is, theory.
So why, when it comes to regular vestas, a chodesh, the right, it says you have to be forest the entire owner. What's the difference? If every vestas is a question of indicator, why should you ever have to wait for an owner? You should never have to wait for an owner.
A regular Vesach Chodesh?
Yeah.
You're talking about if she sees Dafka a certain hour?
Obviously. If she sees a particular hour, according to that same logic, she should only be Aser in that hour, according to the Rivet.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. This is what he says. I'm not sure. You can count my heads, but this is what the Rivet says. It's a really question maybe on the Rivet. It could be that the Rivet holds that the din of being Parush and Ona from the Vesta, and they say that's simply a din in the Vestas Hayom, period. It's not maybe simply a haka because of the fact that we have this idea because we're a while ago thing. A haka, lest she see Dom now, be parish the whole day. Treat the whole day as lo klug is also. It might be simply says that the way the Torah, the way the Chachamim formulated a din of Vestas Hayom, even if she's only a certain hour in that day, the Torah formulated that the Isser is on the whole Yom. Not the Torah is on her haka, then it's right, it's inconsistent with the rest of the goof. Maybe simply that's the way the Torah formulated it. Simply there is a lo klug, whatever. I'm not really sure why, but that's he does. I don't know. That's what he does say. Okay. That's the idea. But however, let's say can a woman another machlokes? Can a woman? Can she be kaveya a vesis? Let's say she has a vesis goof, sneezing, yawning, whatever it is, stomach cramps, whatever. Is there such a thing as her as a woman and bichoshesh after the vesis aguf is over? Let's say that her pattern is. Let's say that after she finishes her bouts of sneezing, she then sees Dom. So the Rav says, of course, her experience is three times in a row, after she finished her sneezing, 5 minutes after her sneezing is completed, she then saw Dom, that's a vestas, that's the goof. The Balmor says, nope, that is not true. The Gemara says, the beginning, middle, or the end section of vestas aguf is when the woman is when vestas aguf is established, when she sees Dom. The Gemara does not talk about seeing Dom after vestas aguf. There's no such thing to be choshesh. That's the same exact thing in Machlokas, I believe, because according to the Rav, it's an indicator. The indicator is she has a pattern that she sees it, 5 minutes after she finishes her sneezing, she sees Dom. An hour after she sneezes, she's Dom. Whatever it is, that's a pattern, an underlying pattern that the sneezing is simply an indicator of. Therefore, it can be any indicator. Whereas the Rav Balmor says, no, it's a certain structure. That should be a coincidence, coinciding of the vestas aguf of the symptom with the riyas adam. That's how the Torah or the Chachamim structured vestas aguf. And that structure does not exist here. Therefore, it might make a lot of sense to be Parish. You might want to be machner on it, but that's technically not the vestas aguf. That's what the Rav Balmor, the same exact thing. We have a machlokes also vesas hashalos. All these machlokes are machlokes from Hayyul in the Gemara. You can bring rayas in the Gemara sometimes for either position. So, but that's why I just wanted to show the bottom line what they're saying. The machlokes about vesas hashalos. Let's say the woman, not on specific days, but the woman on random days sees at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. on random days, let's say. Not on a specific day. Not every Rosh Chodesh, not every 20 days. Anyways, so, again, the Bala Mor, right, the Ravid says that's a vesas hashalos. Vesas hashalos. She asks, she's also. Whereas the Bala Mor says, we don't, he says, Lo Matsinu came Bedivri Rabu Senu. We do not find such a thing in the Gemara. We don't find Vesas HaShos that might coincide with Vesas HaYom or Vesas HaGuf, whatever. I don't know, but he says we do not find such a thing. Same exact thing again. The Ravid said there's an underlying pattern, which the Vesas are simply an indicator of. Therefore, 3 p.m. indicates that she's likely having a Riyaz Dam at this point. There's a pattern of 3 p.m. sightings of Dam. Therefore, she has to be Machmir. Whereas the Bala Mor was saying, no, this is not a formal din, a formal chalos of a Vesas that the Gemara, the Torah established. And therefore, it might, you know, she might be wise to be Parish, but this is not something that is technically a Vesas. There's some variations. I continue if it's okay. We're going to see other things coming into play here. Let's say that a woman misses her original vessels 3 times. She has an original vessels and she misses it. She doesn't establish a new vessels. It's not that she ever used to see every Rosh Chodesh. Now she sees every 20th of the month. She doesn't purvey a new vessel. She simply missed her original vessels.
Wait, before you go on. So, let me just understand something. The Ravid is saying if she always sees it 3 p.m., mm-hmm. 3 p.m. on a particular day?
Random days.
I mean randomly.
There's no pattern.
So
like
that
every
means every day at 3 p.m. she's also for the rest of her
that's
life.
That's how it seems.
That's
to
what the Ravid is saying. Okay, so why should we then say that if she sees at 3 p.m. on a particular day, then that's different than seeing 3 p.m. On a random day?
It could be the same thing.
Why didn't you say it's not any different and it should only be at 3 p.m.? Why all of a sudden if it's on a particular day, then we also the whole day? Like, what's the filler?
Good question. The Ravid might answer that due to the fact that it's on a particular day, certain days have been earmarked, therefore these certain days, the din of Vesa, din of Shamach Levesa, of Ona, din of Ona applies. The din of being Parish during the entire Ona might apply, since there's the idea of a day. If it's random days,
it
could be the same exact thing we asked before, it could be the same terrace, perhaps. Okay, good question, though. I'm just saying with the Rabbi, I'm just guessing. Okay. But let's say the woman who misses her original, she has a Vesas every Rosh Chodesh, and she misses it 3 times. Let's say she sees, 1 month she sees it on the 3rd of the month, next month she sees it on the 5th of the month, next month she's on the 4th of the month. There's no pattern. She just misses the Rosh Chodesh Vesas 3 times. Suddenly then, next month Rosh Chodesh again, she sees it. So the Ravid says, you know what? Her Vesas has returned. Right? Every Rosh Chodesh, she has to be, until she's okirit, right? Okirit by change of Vesas, it's returned. That she has to be Chodesh forever.
She didn't see 3 times in the day of the Vest.
Right, she saw other days. She didn't account for a new Vest,
right,
but her old Vest is
the old Vest comes back.
And he holds immediately. And where the Bala Mor says, no, you need to be Kaveh 3 times to reestablish it. And I think it's the same thing. Because according to the Ravid, he says, you know what? We really know, logically, she always saw her whole life, or however long she saw in Rosh Chodesh. She skipped a few times, there's a certain diversion from it, went back to Rosh Chodesh. So it's logical to believe that her old pattern has kicked back into sync. That's what the Rabbi would say. There's an underlying pattern, the days are indicators of it. Whereas the Bala Mor would say, no, it's a techno kviya. It's kviyus. It's halos. It's a kviyus. So then, you missed 3 times. It's nakar. You must establish 3 times again. There's no underlying pattern we're dealing with. And that's the Bala Mor. I think that fits in Mamash, so what we've been saying.
But I'm not fine.
The Bala Mor says, no, she does not have to be choshish anymore. Until she, because he would say the Vestas is not this underlying pattern of the days or the Vestas of an indicator symptoms the pattern is going on, but rather Vestas is a kavi.
According to the Ravid, if it's a pattern, so the pattern remains.
You could be right, because this is the indicator that the pattern has actually is still there.
Right.
Whereas according to the Bala Mor, it would say not a pattern, it's a kviyus din. You see 3 times your kaveya, the kaveya that's halos,
like a chazaka.
Like a chazaka, halos, it's a din, it's a certain structure of coinciding days or physical symptoms. Once the structure has been dismantled, you must reassemble it again. Mm-hmm. You must establish it again. It's not a question of underlying pattern. Mm-hmm. What about nursing women? A nursing woman, while she's nursing...
Well, before you go on, I just want to ask.
Sure, sure.
Well, why don't you say, listen, if the woman hasn't seen 3 times, true, she hasn't established any new thing, mm-hmm. but why don't you say the fact that she hasn't seen, why isn't that in itself indicating that her pattern has... has changed. She doesn't have a veset. We have a concept of a woman who doesn't have a veset.
Sure, of course.
So why should the woman... This is an obvious question I'm asking. If a woman doesn't have a veset, then she doesn't have any patterns. Mm-hmm. So why don't you say, despite the fact this woman had a veset, but now she's now in this woman who doesn't have a veset. Why does she have to create a new veset to remove the fact of her old veset? Why doesn't she become a woman without a veset?
Well, he'll
why don't you say she has now indicated that her new pattern is that she doesn't have a pattern? That's what she's indicating. Mm-hmm. Why don't you say that?
Well,
why don't you treat her like a woman who doesn't have a veset? Why does it come back?
Wouldn't she be for that month? The last month before the time that she saw, I must say, Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, she would.
So she would be without it.
Right.
Yeah, she temporarily
is. But now when we want to reestablish the veset, why is it so easy for us to say that, oh, we come back, we resurrect, like Hoza Venir, Tfias Amesim type of thing? Why don't we say it has changed?
Right.
Yeah.
Good question. If she Taka didn't see, let's say that she missed Rosh Chodesh, let's say, 8 times.
How does your explanation, I'm saying, how does your explanation explain the Raya Vachita, the fact that it's an indicator, shows that she really has a true pattern? So if it's a true pattern, then now that she has changed it by changing the veset, so where's the true pattern?
If she had, here, he used a case of her only missing 3 months and going back to the 4th month.
Right.
I think he says that Chazra le, whatever the Lashon is. So obviously,
whatever, she stops having some pattern and she goes back.
Right, he himself is saying that there's a pattern. It could be he would hold, maybe, he only gives the example of missing, maybe he would hold, let's say she missed 8 times, and he might say, well, this is just happenstance, she saw in Rosh Chodesh and it doesn't mean anything. Maybe he would say that. He only gives one case.
I'm sure he would.
Maybe not. Yeah, it could very well be that.
I'm just saying. How does your svar explain?
Her pattern is part of the gufa ishus, part of her teva. It's not simply. I see what you're saying. It's not simply that. Well, she just acquired this pattern. The pattern actually is representative of her internal, her essence, her inherent bodily function.
Saying, you can't remove that pattern.
Maybe that's unless Takashi's Kaveya again. And that's a new one. Maybe that becomes part of how her body operates.
Lakori, you could clarify, Kira, when you say a woman who doesn't have a veset, is that a veset? Is that a pattern of a woman who doesn't have a veset, or it's not a pattern at all? Lakori, if you're right, you'll have to say according to the Rivet that a woman without a veset is not a vet. That's not a pattern.
Right.
It's just simply lack of
it's
a pattern.
Absence, right.
It's an absence of a pattern, as opposed to saying her pattern is not to have a pattern.
That's what you're saying.
Right?
Could very well be. Good point.
If she then after having a veset, she saw 3 times on a new day, would that be kaveh another veset? Or she saw 3 times on a new day and then once on the previous pattern.
Yes, no. Once she says 3 times, then it's
that's
it. The old is gone.
We're forced to say, we have to say, according to what you're saying, that becomes part of her essence now. Her essence has changed or something like that. You have to say that. Otherwise,
this whole thing
doesn't work.
Right.
You have to say that. Okay, very good, very good.
For just one more question I would have. Like, for example, we have a notion that a woman who doesn't have a veset, then she has to wait 30 days. The din is 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking of a chakira. What's pshat? A woman doesn't have a veset, it's 30 days. Is it because mistama, it's most probably she'll see on that day? Or do you say that her veset is to see on the 30? Like a default veset. So lechora, according to what we're saying in the Rivet, it's not a default veset. You cannot have.
Yeah.
You cannot say a woman who doesn't have a veset has a veset of 30 days. It's not that that veset is the regular veset for a woman without a veset, because otherwise it should reoker veset completely.
Right. Very good. Very good.
You have to say according to the Rivet, the din of 30 days is just dumb. It's
great.
A question of most likely.
Very
but
good.
Not that becomes her veset.
Very good.
Right?
Okay. It makes sense. Excellent.
Okay.
Very good. I'm not going to do every single point in the machlokes. I want to make sure we cover. I want to cover the Rambam, which is, I think, is a very important thing, point here. Just a few more things, just in terms of their machlokes in here. This is not the way we go normally. Let's say a woman sees once, twice. She sees on Rosh Chodesh, right? So let's say she saw last month, she saw on the 10th of the month, Now she sees on Rosh Chodesh. Let's say that the month is a month, which is Mole. It's 30 days. So she saw the 10th. 20 days later on Rosh Chodesh, she sees again, right? So normally, the other Shulchan Aruch passes, whether Rosh Hashanah, I believe, poskim say, is, she has to be Chodesh for two things. She has to be Chodesh, first of all, for Vestas HaChodesh. Let's see, she has no Vestas until now, say. Which means next Rosh Chodesh must be Chodesh. Also, she has to be Chodesh for Vestas HaFloga. We saw last month on the 10th. Now she's 20 days later. She must be Chodesh 20 days from now.
Right.
So that's it. Mm-hmm. That's the way. That's where the Ravid says.
Until she is Koveya.
She's Koveya something. Until she's Okra. This, that's
right.
That's,
right.
That's, however, the Baal HaMor is towards the end of this Shara Tikkun HaVestos says no. Don't be choshish for anything, he says. He says there are 17 possible vestos, and he lists them. He says, well, there's the vestos the Gemara talks about of sneezing and of coughing and of yawning and of stomach cramps and vestos of chodesh, vestos of yom, vestos of flog, vestos of dilug, vestos of sirug, all different vestos, whatever. 17 vestos. Can't be choshish for every single one of them. It's impossible. Therefore, until you're, I mean, something like that, until you're kaveya, don't worry about it. So we see from here, first of all, we see the number one. We see very clearly that this pattern idea versus the kavius is very clear, I think, here, because the Baal HaMor says the Rivas says there's an underlying pattern that's suspect exists. And therefore, you have to be choshish for them. You have to be choshish
for all possible patterns.
Right, not right. But the Baal HaMor, though, obviously is saying, no, there's no pattern. It's simply the establishment of something. If you haven't established it three times through a kvius, through a chalos, you don't have to worry about it. And not only that, but we see also, interestingly, that the Baal HaMor counts these different symptoms. The Rambam says, kol kiyotiv is that, these different symptoms, sneezing, coughing, stomach pams, it can be the woman gets chills, fever, her hair stands, and then all these different, it's called kol kiyotiv, all these types of symptoms. You can think of a million different symptoms. In theory, according to the Rambam. According to the Pashas, maybe most have shown it. Baal HaMor says, each symptom is its own special, unique vestos. Because he says, the Shitaso, that when the Gemara, the Mishnah gives the example of different vestos, these are specific kvius, special dinim that the Torah or the Chamim recognize as being kveya vestos a goof. And therefore, only these specific things, these specific formulas are kveya vestos a goof. Because it's really a chalos, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush din in the Torah, or in the Divrei Chazal. If that's the goof, what it is, what vestos are. Whereas the Ravin, Ram will hopefully see soon, says, no, these are simply, there's a pattern or something like that going on. These are simply indicators. You can think of any indicator. You can have a million indicators. It could be anything. It could be the woman has a pain in her finger, the woman's fingernail comes off every month, and she has to see anything. It doesn't make a difference. Because then it's a very important thing to know. What about, one more thing before we go to the Ram up there.
Wait, so according to the Baal HaMor, a woman who doesn't have a vessa doesn't have to worry about anything.
And if she has a vessa, and then she sees a ria, which is not in sync with that, then she has to be choshish her vessa.
No, I'm saying a woman who doesn't have a vessa yet.
Except for Ono Benoni, I don't think anything. Except for 3 days, I don't think anything.
So maybe I'm just thinking that perhaps it's based. The Hesber is what I was trying to tell you is. That the Baal HaMor will say the concept of an Ona Beinonis is a vessel. That's the machlokes.
And therefore, that is her
vessel. That is her vessel. And therefore, that's why the Baal HaMor says she doesn't have to worry about all these other things.
She has a vessel.
Her vessel is Ona Beinonis. That's her vessel. She doesn't have to worry about a trillion possibilities.
Right.
And the Ravid will say, no, an Ona Beinonis is not a vessel. It's just a stomp thing. And we're looking for all possibilities, so we have to work for that possibility and this possibility. That's the machlokas.
I think you're right. I'm saying it's both true, actually, because the Baal HaMor says there are 17 vestos, and you know what? And if a woman has a vest, let's say her own is her vestos, right? Any person who has a vest then has a reed that's not in sync with that does have to be choshesh. The person who has a vest every Rosh Chodesh, then she sees it on the 10th or the 15th, let's say. She has
if
to be
she has a vest at Kavur.
Yeah, she still has to be choshesh for the vest of Kavur anyway. So,
even according to the Baal HaMor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So the Baal HaMor, the reason that even according to him, she would have to, but the reason that she wouldn't, in theory, she should have to, because she does have to. But why?
Does she not? According to the Baal HaMor, she has to be kosher.
We have gemaras about the woman. About
okay,
the woman
so now what are you saying over here? Why is this case different?
So this case, if she's a bainus, is her vessels or something?
Yeah.
Because he'll say that she does have a vessel already, and he said, until you establish a new one, since the vessel is a halos, it's a kavius, it's a chiddush din. Therefore, unless if you kaveya a new one, there's nothing to discuss.
So I don't understand. Does she have to be cautious for a new vessel or not? If she sees on a new day, let's say a woman who has a vessel kavua to see on Rosh Chodesh, and this woman did not see on Rosh Chodesh, and instead she saw on the fifth day of the month. Next month, does she Does she? She doesn't see Anosh Chodesh. On the fifth day, does she have to worry?
Do we have any Gemaras about that?
I'm asking a question.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
Okay, so now how is that consistent with your explanation of the Baal HaMoed?
In that case, so she has a Vestas. Maybe her Vestas has, maybe her Vestas has moved. The Vestas that has been established has been moved.
Okay, fine. So whatever answer you say, I could say also. So I don't see what.
Okay,
you,
okay, either way.
I don't see any questions.
Okay, Eliezer. All right. Good, okay, good. Very good. Okay. I'll mention that there are one more thing that I want to go to the realm. Let's say a woman has a vesis, she sees Dom, let's say that it's induced, either directly or indirectly. Directly
you mean the doctor? He starts, he gives her like a gynecologist,
well,
right?
I don't mean exactly that way. I'll show
you. Said induced. But
I mean it creates precipitated, it's caused by something. So according to... What? Vestas, you can have a vestas which is directly induced, which means she jumps. When she jumps, she will see Dom. That's what she's. Before what's happening, she's jumping, it's making, she doesn't have good control, maybe, and Dom is coming out of the mucker into the rectum, into the whatever, coming through the sewer system. She jumps, and that loosens up the Dom. It's a physical, like a doctor. She puts up a tube, a swab, you create that. Same thing, woman jumps and sees Dom, right? Or, if you're hitting off, we're saying maybe, or medicinally, she eats certain spices, she eats garlic, and she sees Dom. She's not physically forcing the Dom out, it's physically inducing it. But it's indirect. She eats certain food, and that food makes her have Dom. Maybe she takes a pill, maybe it makes her have Dom, like you're suggesting. So, in this case, the Ravid says like this. Well, the Ravid says, if the woman is kofetzis and she sees Dom, if you can tie it to a certain day, that's a vestis. But being kofetzis, jumping by itself and seeing Dom is meaningless. That's not a vestis. Balmor says, you know what? Not only is taking certain spices, let's say, that, without days, that make her see Dom, that's a vestis. If she does it three times, let's say she eats garlic and three times she sees Dom, that's a vestis. Full vestis. So too, even if she jumps three times, she's Dom each time she jumps, that's a vestis as well. So this fits in very nicely to the machlokas.
Wait, say it again. What's the machlokas?
She jumps three times on any day. It doesn't matter the days. She jumps three times and sees Dom every time she jumps. Valmors, that's a vestis. The rabbi says no way, unless it's tied to certain days. The same exact thing. The rabbi will say there's a certain pattern. Jumping by itself is forcing the Dom out. But if it's on certain days, then you see there's a certain pattern. It's a time-related thing. It's not just you're not physically forcing the Dom out, but there's a certain time that is created that is associated with a certain pattern of a Dom coming out. Whereas the Shitasso, the Baal Mor, would say, why is jumping tonight? We'll say, you know what? She is technically being kaveya, vestas. It's true. It's artificially done. You're doing kaveya, like say a personal. Some post-game would say you can say, people say sometimes Shmi Aseres, they say, they want to add Mashiach on Geshem. So they say the few words beforehand, the few words afterwards, 100 times. So that, some posts could say it works. You're artificially creating a chazakah. Chazakah is artificial, but it's a chazakah. You technically are doing it. So to the Baal HaMor say, you're creating this chalos, this kviyas din. You're artificially doing it, but you're doing it. The Torah or the chazal recognizes it as legitimate. Same thing.
Wait. But we already had another machlokas before where the woman would see on a particular... she had like a Veseda goof.
Right.
And every time she had the Veseda goof, she would see the Dom.
Okay.
So we had a Machlokas, Baal HaMor, and Ravid there. So isn't that the opposite now? They're inconsistent?
No, they all agree that Veseda goof.
Again, the case
itself
was that she might see on any day, any time that she sneezes, right?
Yeah, everyone agree you don't need a certain time. Everyone agree that it's not tied down to a certain time.
But we had a machlokas there, that was a vesed, right?
No, we did not have a machlokas. Machlokas, whether or not you have to be choshesh. Let's say she sees it on certain days almost.
Right.
Sees it on certain days. If it's tied to days, if machlokas, you have to be choshesh the whole day.
Or let's say a particular hour, when
the sneezing begins. The rabbi's
right.
Only begin. But we're talking about here about a case in which there are no days. She jumps and sees. Everyone agrees if she sneezes and sees Dom, not tied to days, tied to hours. Everyone agrees that's the vesed goof. Balmor and the rabbi both agree to that. Everyone agrees to that.
But what was the machlokas we had before?
That machlokas was if every Rosh Chodesh, when she sneezes, she sees Dom, must she be? Is she usher from the beginning of the day? Only a certain day. That's her machlokes. Only on a certain day.
No. But why is that case different than this case?
Oh, because this case she's actually causing the dam to come out. This is an artificial induction, causing. So therefore, there's no underlying pattern. And the rabbi says it's not meaningful. The rabbi says unless it's tied to days, it's meaningless because there's no pattern. No pattern that every time you jump, you see dam. You're just taking the dam out, just like you put your hand in a tube and pull some dam.
The pattern has to be natural on its own.
Right, exactly. Not
induced by others.
Right, right. You know, like a pattern of Riyah, a pattern of part
something
of the Tevah.
Something intrinsic of her body.
Right.
Not a response to a stimulus.
Right, this is her menstrual pattern. Right, this is not a menstrual pattern.
This is artificial.
It's like taking a person and saying, this person's a screamer. Hey, this person, you're not a screamer, you're a quiet person. But everybody, you keep stabbing him with a knife, he'll be a screamer. It doesn't mean he's a screaming person. It doesn't mean he's a loud person. That's the same thing. Whereas the Baal HaMoor say, you know what, we're talking about, is it a person scream three times? Yes, he did. We're talking, it's nothing to do with the type of person. We're talking about, did he scream three times? That's
right.
Whatever. Okay, let's do a little bit. Let's see Kofetz to the Rambam. Today.
Yeah.
The Rambam is an unusual shita. Hope we have time for it, but we'll try to streamline it. The Rambam holds like this. As opposed to the other Rishonim we have, Rambam says, let me read this inside. I ask everyone's patience just to let me read a little bit just to make sure we get it out. Yesh isha sheyesh lo avesis, yesh isha sheim lo avesis, and so forth. I'm going to skip to the words we need. We're talking about a woman who does have a vessus. Zu sheyesh lo avesis, he sheyesh lo yom kavua, she has a certain day, o meesrim yom lesrim yom, either every 20 days she sees dam, o me'arba vesrim, every 24 days she sees dam, she has a certain pattern, apach yosir, more or less, she sees dam on a pattern, right? The kodim shiyavo hadam, and before this woman's dam comes, on this day, every 20 days, every whatever day, targish basma, she has a hargasha, she has a feeling. What is this hargasha he's talking about? This is not the hargasha of the feeling of the dam coming out. The Ram describes it differently, but this is of a vessel. Targishba, she has a feeling. Mapekes, umisateshes, poshesh pikresa, stomach pains, yawning, sneezing, fishpoli meyeha, intestinal pains, fishtamir saras pisara, her hair stands on end, oyechem basara, she gets a fever, kyotse, but morosela, which are all these similar things like these events. These events happen to her. Yvola vestus elu, oecha man, she gets these symptoms, the shock, vula biom vesta, at a certain time, from a biom vesta. The Rambam requires two things. A vestus means she sees on a certain day and with certain physical symptoms. They both must be present. Sorry. Seeing only every 20 days is not sufficient. Only sneezing on sufficient. She must sneeze every 20 days or whatever it is. All right, she must have a fever. When she has a fever on every 20 days and around that time that fever she's done, that is a vestus. That's the Rambam shita. So what is the Rambam saying? So I think just the kitzur, because of time considerations, the Rambam is holding like this. The other Rishonim held before, and we said that Vesis, the Rabbi says, is a pattern, underlying pattern, a menstrual pattern. Riyah's dam. Balmar says it's a chiddush din. She's kaveya, a structure of coinciding rios with days and or with physical symptoms. It's a structure of rios integrated with physical symptoms or days. Rambam is saying no. What Vesis is really I don't know a better word to say it. It's really an alert. It's a warning that she's going to see dam. Not that she has a pattern, but a warning that dam is going to come. Look at the Rambam. The halacha he mentions, uncharacteristically, I think, right after this halacha describing Vestas, as he says, Kivar Bayarnu. Woman has no vessels, it's usher to tashmish until even for hulu, nothing taharas like most Rishonim seem to say. She's usher to tashmish until she does bedikos. She has a vessel, she's much except for the oldest of vessels. She doesn't need any bedikos. Because the Rambam has the shita, as we know, as opposed to many other Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos in particular. Rambam holds, Isha she'en la vessels. For any purpose, it's also for tashmish until she does bedikos before the tashmish. Other Rishonim say, no, that's only for tahara. So that's how you read the Gemara, how you interpret the Gemara. The Rambam says she's usher until she does bedikos. What are the Rambam? Why did the Rambam place this halacha right after the din of describing vestas are? Could the Rambam hold? What are vestas? Vestas are simply, vestas really is an alert or it's a matir. If a woman has a vestas, and she doesn't, and which means it's a very precise, very established, very, what's the word? Very proven situation that every Rosh Chodesh, when she gets a fever, then she sees dam, which is a very specific, very well-known situation. And if it's not Rosh Chodesh, she has no fever, obviously, there's nothing to worry. She's not going to see Dom because it's proven that that's the situation. Then she can have Tash without having the Bedikos. But if not, she must Bedikos. In other words, around the whole, the Vestos really are replacing the Chumrah. It's really a din from around the Chumrah, the special stringency of Bedikos before every Tashmish. Vestos replace that. She has a Vestos, that replaces the Ski of Bedikos. Not that Vestos indicate a pattern. It's true, she will have a pattern. But the Vestos is not the pattern. Vestos really is a matir, or is really like a matir for Tash without requiring Bedikos. It's a substitute for Bedikos, basically. It's saying that since she's not seeing something now, she doesn't have, and this, when she does see, it's a proven thing. It's not just sneezing, it's not just days, but sneezing on days. It's proven. It's like a Bedikos. It's a birur. It's mamish a birur. If she does not have this Vestos, then that's a birur that she is fine. That's a birur that she can have Tashmish. I come around there for the Vestos really is a matir. It's a matir for Tashmish. It's the equivalent of a Bedikos. That's why he places this Bedikos is Tash not it. Perhaps he repeats it right after the decision of the Vestos. I want to throw a few more things in the Rambam, please, if everyone can please, with your permission. The Rambam also, in terms of the statement, the way he phrases is very interesting. He says, I'll read the first sentence of this parak again. She does not realize it, it's the only thing, until the dawn comes out. Why does the Rambam say, dramatize this? He's just trying to teach some biology, teach experience of Vestas. Perhaps Rambam is saying, you know what? I said Vestas really is an alert that Dom is coming, and it's a mantra that there's no Dom coming. That's why it says, she does not feel until Dom comes out. In other words, Vestas is an alert, and it's an alert system. Alert system. Therefore, he says, she does not feel anything until the Dom comes out. In other words, there's no alert. She has no Vestas, means she has no alert system. And therefore, she must, by definition, do Bedikos. And if there is a Vestas, then it's an automatic alert system, so to say. There's no reason to be choshesh, because it's not her yom, and if there's not a physical Tash, no need for Bedikos. I think this lashon is, I think, supports the idea that I'm suggesting. It's a pre-notification, so to say. The Rambam also, in Tumas Mishka V'Moshav, the language is very, very interesting. This is in, here a second, please. Eric Gimel Halachavav, I believe it is. He says like this. He describes, listen carefully, when the Vestas comes to us. The Vestas has to come along with the Vestas Hayom. Kol Isha Shiesh La Vestas Targish Mashra. A woman who has a Vestas will feel something. A Pekis, a Misa Teshish, a Cheshish, Pekresis. She has these physical symptoms, sneezing, yawning, whatever it is. Ponyel, intestinal pain, stomach pain, Chesim Roris, Rosha Kavit. She has headaches, fevers, Olivara, her limbs feel very heavy. Kyoshib Zeh. Some women see it as soon as these symptoms arrive. Right after they arrive, immediately she sees Dom. Some women wait. They wait an hour or two afterwards, they're going to see it. But so the best, it's towards the end of this experience of seeing, of having this, having her fever, whatever it is. So women have at different times, the beginning, middle, the end, different times they can have this experience. The Rambam, though, in his Sirei Bia, and he should say the same thing, you'd think, he says, Kodem Shiyavo Hadam Targish Mash, before the Dam comes, she will have this certain feeling, the Pekas Mesateshish, but why say Kodem Shiyavo? He only mentions Kodem. Why Kodem? Because that's, she touched, the Rambam is defining Vestas. Vestas is an alert system, it's a pre-notification system, it's a matir. If it does not exist. Therefore, he says, Kodim Shiyavo Hadam Targash. It happens before, and he's just finding this thing, it's an alert, it must happen beforehand. It's true, it can happen, like Baltimore and I were discussing, it can happen maybe a minute beforehand, a half a beforehand, it can happen during, half after, but he's describing Vestas really as a matrix, an alert system. That's why he says Kodim, that's why he probably doesn't Kodim here. I just want to throw in one more thing, please. We have 3 or 4 minutes, and this will be up there. The Rambam, I think the Rambam, though, Hargasha, he does talk about Hargasha elsewhere, the Rambam. The Hargasha Rambam talks about, see, he really talks about Margeshas Ba'atzma, feelings of coughing, sneezing, fever, chills, stomach cramps, and so forth. He talks about this in the context of Vestas. What a Vestas is. Vestas requires these certain Hargashas. The Rambam talks about what Rias Dam is, what Dam Nida is, forgetting about Vestas. She may have Padish, she might have no Padish, she might have no Vestas. He describes there, he talks about a woman who experiences when she's Osa Shvatah, so to say. Rambam describes, he says, if I can find this, one second, please. He describes a woman who, when she has Meraglion, she seems to suspect maybe Dom. She urinated. Mayim, the Yatsa Dam. Dam came out, in Meraglayim, Bain Shishchina, the Hiyomedes, whether sitting, standing. Torah, Harizu Torah, Afilu Hirgish Gufa, the end of her body felt something, felt Nizdaza, and it had a tremble. And a Chashesh, just don't worry about it. Shargosh Meraglayim, that's the feeling of Meraglayim. Shem Meraglayim in a cheder, Meraglayim don't come from the uterus. Dam Zeb Amak, it's only a Dam Maka. Rambam here does not describe sneezing, coughing, fever, pains, chills, headaches, everything in the hair, everything you described in Mishnah of Moshe and Perek Tes about Vestos, he does not describe here. He talks about before the feeling of the Dam coming out, whether it's, she has a certain, a sensation. The Rambam's Hargasha here is a sensation of the Dam coming out. He says, don't confuse the sensation of Dam with the sensation of if she you know, made Meraglayim, whatever. It's a sensation. And the Rambam, though, when he describes fever, chills, headaches, something like that, he describes 10 symptoms, his Kol Kesev, that's he talked only about Vestas. So we just keep in mind the two types of Hargasha. One is he talks about Hargish Ba'atzmi, says, that's talking about the Hargasha. He's talking about Hargasha, that's the physical symptoms of Vestaguf. Here, it doesn't say Ba'atzma. Targish, he says, and this is only one thing, which is a sensation of a fluid coming out of the Chavar.
This is referring to the Mishnah
that
talks about feeling the blood flow.
Right.
But not the other
Hargashah. Right. The other headaches and things unrelated to the feeling, the sensation of something coming out or whatever it is. So I think that you should keep in mind these are two separate things, similar wording, but different things. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.